As I sit alone to pray, I begin with a preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I consider, how is He looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God is looking at me, I ask Him directly. Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here in prayer before you? And I ponder, what is God's desire for me now? In this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life. Again, if I have no sense of God's desire for me, I ask Him directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me now? In this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life, I listen for God's response. And I ask God in confidence for my desire. What grace am I seeking from my prayer today? Love, faith, forgiveness, peace, strength, courage. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to the scripture for today's prayer. Jeremiah 20, verses 7 to 9. And as I read slowly, attentively through the scripture, I notice? What word or phrase catches my attention, enraptures me? I stay with that word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. O Lord, you have enticed me, and I was enticed. You have overpowered me, and you have prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all day long. Everyone mocks me. For whenever I speak, I must cry out. I must shout violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and division all day long. If I say, I will not mention him, or speak any more in his name, then within me there is something like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does this word or phrase mean to me? I savor my word or phrase. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. And I notice what I am feeling. talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what this word or phrase means to me. I tell God what this word or phrase makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spent some time resting in God. Simply being still in God. Feeling His presence and His love enfold me. Thank you. if there is more fruit to be drawn from the phrase I have, I remain where I am with it. Otherwise, I return to the scripture for another. Again, on slow, attentive reading, I notice the new word or phrase which speaks to me, and I repeat it again and again in my mind. O Lord, you have enticed me, and I was enticed. You have overpowered me, and you have prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all day long. Everyone mocks me. For whenever I speak, I must cry out. I must shout violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and derision all day long. If I say, I will not mention him, or speak any more in his name, then within me there is something like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot. I reflect on the new word or phrase that has caught me. What does this word or phrase mean to me? I savour it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. Notice what it makes me feel. I talk to God. I tell him about my new word or phrase. Tell God what this word or phrase means to me. And I tell God what this word or phrase makes me feel. And I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. simply being still in God. Feeling His presence and His love surround me. I spend some time in conversation with God, as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.